From Decrypt Media, this is The Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, FTX apes into stocks. F 2.0 is getting closer. And somebody's trying to scam you off your Luna, or just scam in general. That's coming up today on The Decrypt Daily.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Okay, it's getting time where I need a phone. I think I have a 10S Max. I think that's what it is. You know, it's so long ago. It's like a four-year-old phone, I think, already. Maybe even five. It's so long ago that I don't even know what it is anymore. But I'm waiting for September so I can upgrade all my gear. My computer is getting slow. It's ran out of memory so many damn times already. I have to keep emptying stuff out, which is probably good practice. My phone is starting to slow down finally. And actually, that's pretty cool because it used to be only 2 years the phone would start slowing down. But now this one is probably about a four-year-old phone, like I said. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to some new gear, upgrade my stuff. You know, when you get that new, fresh gear, new, fresh tech, you know, it's really kind of like jarring. It's shocking sometimes if you hold on to something for a while. My computer is a MacBook Pro. It's, I think, a 2019, 2018, maybe. But it's starting to show that it's limitations. It's time to upgrade. But what I really want is an iMac Pro. An iMac Pro, you know, like the all-in-one, the one screen, the camera in there. Not the iMac, but the Pro version. And they didn't come out with that last time. I'm hoping for September. Because that's what I'll get. And that's what I'll upgrade to. I don't know what I'm telling you this morning. But I got an email. I should have just started with this. I got an email from Crispin. And he writes in, "Matthew, what's wrong with New York State? We pay more for everything, yet politicians blocked us from taking full advantage of the crypto market. Can you imagine how many millionaires that could have been generated from this market for everyday people like you and me? Every freaking platform prohibits New Yorkers. Even if one managed to sign up, when they find out, one gets threatened to lose all their crypto. I look forward every day to listen to your show during my lunchtime. Keep up the good work. Good luck on winning your Congress seat. The country needs more forward-thinking people like you." Thank you, sir. Now, let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10:22 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We have Bitcoin sitting at $29,694, up 1% in 24. It says 5% in 7, meaning that 7 days ago it was just lower. So it looks as though we are, you know, ticking up a little bit. Are we going to end this week on a down for our 8 weeks down? We're going to have to wait and see. Ethereum's at $1,982, down almost 1% in 24. Tether's number 3, USDC is number 4, and Binance is number 5, sitting at $304, up 2.3%. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, BUSD, Cardano, Solana, and Dogecoin. Solana went down again, by the way. It's really, really... I'm starting to get very... This is how maxis are made right here. This is how maxis are made, with scams and hacks and frauds and, you know, protocols shutting down. You're going to see an evolution maybe in me. Total market cap is $2.16 trillion, which is pretty much even from yesterday. A BTC dominance of 44.8% and ETH dominance of 18.9%. And there's going to be some news today about exchanges and them needing to register with the SEC, or is it the CFTC? I'm not too sure which one to manage exchanges because I thought it changed, but we're going to get into that news in a minute because Gary Gensler said something about that. And I'm looking at CoinMarketCap right now, and it's saying that there's 527 exchanges. Now, obviously, they're not all in the United States. They're scattered all over the world. But why do you need 527 exchanges? And it's probably... a vast majority, 90% probably or more, are centralized exchanges. I mean, yeah, make your company, you know, have you know, free market, do your thing. And if they're thriving, they're thriving. But damn, that's a lot of exchanges, right? Anyway, let's get into coin of the day. Surprisingly, our coin of the day is a coin that we talk about every day, but we never had it on coin of the day. It's BNB, ranked number 5 on CoinMarketCap, ticker BNB. Its price right now is what I said earlier, and I'm not going to say the price that I'm looking at on the screen right now because it could have changed, and that's just confusing. So whatever I said earlier is the price. Its market cap, though, is $49.5 billion. Its fully diluted market cap is $50.1 billion. 99% of BNB is in circulation. Its all-time high was set a year ago, May 10th, 2021, at $690.93. It's down 56% since then. Its all-time low is 5 years ago at 9.6 cents. It's up 315,000% since then. And I've been dabbling with BNB ever since that all-time low, and I can tell you it's been very, very good for me. So where can you buy BNB? Well, you can buy it on Binance, FTX, KuCoin, Binance.us, Gate.io. It's the number 5 on CoinMarketCap, so you can buy it just about everywhere. We were supposed to say that, and mostly on Binance or DEXs. So what is BNB? You know, we talk about it all the time, but do we even know what BNB does? Well, it was launched in July of 2017, and Binance is the biggest cryptocurrency exchange globally based on daily trading volume. Binance aims to bring cryptocurrency exchanges to the forefront of financial activity globally. The idea behind Binance's name, it's binary finance or Binance. Get it? Binary finance. Binance. I bet you guys didn't know that. And so BNB was originally launched to accompany the trading of Binance. So you can buy their token and get cheaper fees. And so you're buying into their token for cheaper fees, maker taker fees. And you also can invest in the token in their ecosystem. So they created this whole ecosystem. And now BNB Binance has evolved. It has Binance Chain, Binance Smart Chain, Binance Academy, Trust Wallet, all kinds of different things. It has blown up. And now that's basically what BNB represents. Not only does it have the functionality, but it's the whole ecosystem. This is the whole ecosystem. And that's BNB, ranked number 5 on CoinMarketCap. Moving into some headlines today, FTX US announced on Wednesday that select customers can now trade stocks and ETFs, making it the first native crypto exchange to offer equities within its platform. The new product, which the company has been teasing for months, is called FTX Stocks. Great name, Sam. Great name. And will let users fund their accounts with USDC stablecoin as well as bank transfers. FTX Stocks will be available to a small number of customers selected from a waitlist, but the company expects to roll out to all users by midsummer. FTX US says that the new stock offering will not, at least for now, earn the company money from so-called payment for order flow, which has been the cornerstone of Robinhood's business model for the past 2 years. PFOF, or payment for order flow, involves bundling customer orders together and then routing them to a third-party market maker like Citadel Securities, which executes the order and pays a fee for doing so. Some people say that this model is a great thing, and it helps small traders benefit from bulk order pricing. And some critics say that this is sneaky or unfair, meaning that once you get all that pricing together and you see what everybody's paying for something, these companies can jump the order and either buy the rise or buy the dip, knowing what the other customers are doing and how they're going to be purchasing stocks or selling stocks. I have two statements on this. One is the stable coins. So everybody was talking about regulating stable coins before, and that was just because, you know, they see that if it's not backed by something and the one-to-one parity is not 100% accurate, then it could affect the crypto market. But now it's going to be buying stocks. Now I think it's going to be very compelling for regulatory bodies to audit and regulate. I actually hope this happens sooner than later, now that FTX is going in and using their platform to allow people to buy stocks. But it's with USDC. Circle's been very transparent, or as transparent as most of them, or more transparent than most of them. And so this is a good thing. But oversight needs to happen, in my opinion. My other idea is FTX trying to kill Robinhood? Okay, so here's the thing. You buy a stake in a company only to compete directly with it. It seems like they're either going to turn Robinhood into a division of FTX or just merge the two in the future and kill Robinhood while acquiring their customers. And here's a random thought. Now, I don't know if this actually could work, and let me know if you know anything about mergers and acquisitions or SPACs, but here's what I'm thinking. Is FTX using Robinhood as sort of a SPAC, meaning they eventually pick up more stocks and force a merger, rebranding Robinhood to FTX, and then just end up on the stock market without doing an IPO or a direct listing? Let me know what you think. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Headlines about the loss of tens of millions of dollars in digital assets due to protocol exploits, phishing attacks, preying on vulnerable people, and other fraudulent or manipulative schemes have become too common, says CFTC Chairman Rostin Benham. He continued to say, recent global conflicts have highlighted the ability for digital assets to be a tool for those who present risks to the broader American economy, the public, and our way of life. About $350 billion of crypto's total market cap was wiped out in the past 10 days. Benham continued to say, I also call on everyone here today to continue to advocate and support regulatory obligations that will make these markets more transparent, safer, and more resilient. I've said many times that the crypto market presents unique characteristics that would benefit from federal market oversight. In the same vein, testifying before the Congressional Subcommittee on Wednesday, SEC Chair Gary Gensler said the crypto exchanges should come together and come in and register, or frankly, we're going to continue to bring and use what Congress has given us in our enforcement and examination of functions. That statement came in response to the questioning from Representative Steve Womack of Arkansas, who expresses displeasure at what he perceived to be the SEC's failure to create an explicit set of regulations for cryptocurrencies. Making an analogy to football, Womack cautioned, before an official can throw a flag, do an enforcement action, you gotta know the rules. And I tend to agree with him. Ethereum developers have reached another milestone on their way to the long-awaited ETH 2.0 network upgrade. The Roasten public testnet will undergo an upgrade of proof-of-stake consensus on June 8th. So, when ETH 2.0? Tim Baco tweeted, it won't be in June. Aw. But likely in a few months after. No firm date yet, but we are definitely in the final chapter of proof-of-work on Ethereum. And if you guys want to earn some money, bug bounty hunters can now earn up to $250,000 or $250,000 payable in Ethereum or DAI for identifying vulnerabilities that are in scope for the program. So if you have any experience, why don't you find some bugs and earn some big money? Founder and CEO of investing firm Galaxy Digital and Luna investor Mike Novogratz said, I have spent the past week reflecting on the economy and macro markets, our industry, and Galaxy's place in it. Mike, he penned a letter about what happened and how he felt about it and about Galaxy's investments. He did offer some investment advice, even though I never do. He said, the flash crash of Luna UST also reinforces a few core tenets of investing, especially in crypto investing. Keep a diversified portfolio. Take profits along the way. Have a risk management framework. And understand that all investments happen in a macro framework. Oh, and by the way, he has a big-ass Luna tattoo on his arm. Like, a monster Luna tattoo on his whole shoulder. And yeah, so, yeah. He says, my tattoo will be a constant reminder that venture investing requires humility. That's one way to look at it, man. That is one way to look at it. But I love that outlook, though. I really do. And finally, the blockchain security firm PeckShield today warned investors about the newly deployed honeypot pretending to be the Terra Luna Classic on Binance Smart Chain. The scammers are quick, really quick. Remember that. The honeypot emerged after a proposal for forking Terra's blockchain was proposed by co-founder Do Kwon. According to the proposal, Kwon seeks to create a new Terra blockchain without the stablecoin UST, and the old chain will be renamed Terra Classic, which, in my opinion, is the scammiest idea ever. It's just, everybody says it's scammy. You know what? And that's why the proposed fork for Luna was voted against by 90% of Luna hodlers, which means no new Luna-related chain has been deployed. Any change to the Terra ecosystem has to be submitted as a proposal, and a majority of Luna hodlers would have to vote in favor. Which shows you that the community, in my opinion, is smarter than Do Kwon. Thank you everybody for listening to this episode of The Decrypt Daily. I'll be back tomorrow with a week roundup, a week in review. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.